Good morning. My guest this morning is Brooks Anderson from Art Trails. Good morning, Brooks.
Good morning, Roland.
Well, I need to know the number, what number Art Trails Open Studios.
What number in what way?
In the how many years it's been.
Oh, my gosh. I think it's been almost 30 years it's been going.
Wow.
So
that sounds right.
It's getting stronger and stronger as we go.
So talk about this. Describe to people. I'm sure that most people have participated or at least have talked to others about it. But give those newcomers a chance to know what goes on October 8th to 9th, October 15th to 16th.
Well, I could say that you're going to be seeing blue signs going up on the second before the second weekend of October, and they're going to lead you to an open art studios throughout Sonoma County on the second and third weekends in October. And the vortex of this very popular event, which people come from back east, come out not only to wine country but to see the art here during Art Trails. The very vortex of this is the Sebastopol Center for the Arts Gallery, and which showcases the artists at its centrally located venue in downtown Sebastopol. So you can start your tour looking at one piece from each artist. 173 artists are participating this year.
Are those, as of when this is broadcast, which is, let me check, the 5th of October, that this will all be up?
Yes, it is already up, and we had a reception there recently, and I've never seen such a stunning show. I think a lot of the artists excelled in getting their best pieces up, and it gives the public a very good place to start. And then you can start your tour. You can explore your way across some of the most beautiful terrain, but the most beautiful month, I think, is October.
Yeah.
In Sonoma County. And then you can engage directly with the artists. They're out there to be not only artists, but educators. They're educating in their process and what they do and their philosophy and their technique. And then, by all means, you can collect some of the wonderful art that you see as well.
That's a great part of it. I have to say that I've lived in Sonoma County for over 40 years. And every time I look through an Art Trails catalog each year, it's Old Home Week. If people wonder if these are really local people, the answer is yes, they are. This is a mega local event.
Well, it is. And there are so many, wonderfully so many artists living in Sonoma County. And I always joke with people, half the people that live in Sonoma County are artists and the other half are therapists. You know, you have to be really good and really passionate about what you do, because there are so many artists doing their disciplines, and to be exuberant about your work in such a beautiful place to paint and to sculpt and to do fine jewelry, to perform. We have some of the most amazing spaces for performances. I think that the vineyards are, if we could say, the topsoil of the county, but I think the arts are the bedrock of what we have here. And we have a gold mine of beautiful art, and the Art Trails is sort of like the benchmark for the whole year of seeing some great work during October.
That certainly describes it. I know people who I think have been in every one.
Yes. Yeah. And people will, you'll see people coming in with their wonderful catalogs, and we call it something else now, just a wonderful description of all the artists. It has a map in there, and they come and they go to 5, maybe 10 artist studios that day. They have a great time just during a beautiful, crisp fall day to see some great variety of work out there.
And 2 weekends to choose from.
Yeah.
Brooks, thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you very much. And I'd love to have you come see me at 116. That's my number on the route.
I was just going to say that. When you get you out there, when you get your maps of the route, Brooks is studio number 116. And to find out more information about Art Trails, you can call him at 479-3605. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.